Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show? Fox Sports Radio. I'm always interested in the tie timing. Man, we got a lot to talk about with the tie timing. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Boy, there's been a lot in the world of golf. A lot. And I every day that I work and we have Dan with us, I have my respect for him grows, because in addition to having his own show, doing his own podcast, I Want Your Flex, okay, he is at his core, like, his favorite personal recreational sport is golf, and the dude knows a ton about it. Matter of fact, for people who don't know, we're going to the U.S. Open next Thursday, right? And all of that is Dan, right? Dan just knows everybody. Hey, getting it all set up, getting it all lined up. And so immediately when I turned and looked at my phone, was it 2 days ago, right? 2 days ago when I saw, I woke up and Liv and the PGA were merging. I was like, wait, excuse me? The Hatfields and the McCoys? This is Romeo and Juliet. Instead of both perishing with suicide, they're actually getting married out in the open. That's what it felt like. And we're doing this thing, which I understand because I lived through it. And those of us who truly lived through it, like if you were, I think you had to be probably over the age of 18. If you're over the age of 18 in 2001, your perspective on this is completely different than anybody who did not. 9/11 is, without any question, the scariest moment as an American in regards to the safety of and future of our country. We were under attack, And we were, I mean, look, we went to a war on what I think anyone would deem false pretenses. But the reality was we went to war because we were pissed. And anybody who we thought was against us, we were just going to, we're just pissed. And we didn't necessarily get all of the right people, but we got a lot of the right people. And of course, the Saudis, for the most part, escaped any sort of prosecution or prosecution, right? And so when the Saudis are behind the LIV tour, we trot out the idea of the 9/11 families. And that was the PGA's, you know, that's the PGA sweet spot over the past year where, hey, this is what you're saying to these families, that you don't care about them. Instead, you care about golf and about money. Here's PGA policy member, policy board member, Jimmy Dunn, who is one of the architects of the merger. He said this about the LIV PGA merger and how the 9/11 families have reacted.
And let's be specific, okay, on 9/11. Every day, the first thing I think about is that. Several times during the day, I think about it. And the last thing I think about at night is that. That has not changed since that day. And I'm not alone in that. I would guarantee that every one of those family members has that same condition. It is just a reality of how unbelievably sad and awful that day was. I understand that. And I am quite certain, and I have had conversations with a lot of very knowledgeable people, that the people I'm dealing with had nothing to do with it. And if someone can find someone that unequivocally was involved with it, I'll kill him myself. We don't have to wait around.
Byron, I apologize. I spent time away from the radio and didn't listen. What are your thoughts on the merger and how it relates to the 9/11 family?
I felt that the PGA Tour used the families to strengthen their argument when really they only just cared about their bottom line and keeping the competition away from them. I do believe that there are people out there, you know, Brandel Chambly, who I think is a great analyst. There are people that don't like his opinions. That's fine. I believe he is bothered where this money is coming from. I think that is a real deal. I believe that people are bothered that there's any connection to the Saudis with this money. I don't think that the PGA Tour had ever felt that way. And I felt that they used the 9/11 families and, you know, the families of those victims to try to dissuade people and slander the players that left because of their bottom line, not because they cared about the victims or the families.
I think that's fair. I think a little bit of this is like the, we do this with the start time of sporting events. We always do the, what about the kids? You know, what about the kids? When no one's actually ever really cared about the kids, right? They just care about the bottom line.
Yes.
Obviously, this is a far, far more troubling thing in regards to the Saudis. But like, again, this is the excuses that we make to make more money. Right? The excuses that we make to make more money. It's no different, right? Obviously, 9/11 and the effect it had on those families and on our country are gigantic and far wider reaching and more important than conference affiliation. But it's we hear the exact the same thing with conferences. It's like, well, like USC and UCLA, really? You're going to leave the Pac-10 to go play in the Big Ten? Like, dude, what about Cal? What about your rivalry with Arizona? What about like these schools you compete? Oklahoma doing it, you know, leaving Oklahoma State, your sister's school, and like, wow, but we make a lot more money. Like, that doesn't mean it's the right thing. But that's where we are in sports. And virtue was supposed to still exist. And maybe this is me having a romantic view of it, but on some level, virtue was supposed to still exist. And it just does not. Right? It absolutely does not still exist in sports, and this is the perfect example of it. And to me, it's far, that's a far greater crime, if you will, then you know, the fact that Rory or Tiger didn't make hundreds of millions more dollars, that's just business, right? That's the you had a chance to collect a big paycheck and you did not. But that's also something that we're teaching, is that loyalty means nothing. Now, I truly believe that one of the reasons this happened, and Dan, you can tell me if I'm way off, I don't think golf was in especially good shape. And I think that the Saudis and Liv, I think that was, you know, it's a money loser, in that they just wanted to kind of shake up the sport if they could, and it was a good one to shake up and a good time to shake it up, and they caught it at the right moment. But I actually think this probably really helps golf, reinvigorates golf, because look, golf post Tiger is not going to be great. I'm just warning you. And how do I know this? Because I have 20 years of post Michael Jordan, and like LeBron and Steph kind of resurrected it, but it still has never really been the same. And especially those 10 years after Michael Jordan first walked away, that was when it was really, really bad. So I'm just going to be completely candid. I think it helps golf, but golf was not in some sterling great place. Is that, Dan, is that fair or totally?
I actually think we've been in the post-Tiger era for a while, just because of how limited we've seen him. And I think that golf is okay, and for people to realize that it's never going to reach the heights that it did with Tiger, at least in the near future, it's understandable. Like, he is, you know, to talk about generational, he's more than generational, the effect that we've had. We've talked about this on the show. But I will also say this. Phil Mickelson, I think, comes out looking the best in all of this, in saying, see, I told you, the problem that the PGA Tour had, and I think part of this is well, obviously a lot of it's due to Liv, is they had a tough time figuring out how they were going to pay everybody with these higher purses, with these designated events, and the sponsorship maybe wasn't there. While Liv had the same troubles of their stuff didn't take off maybe as much as they thought that they were going to, and maybe the PIF wanted more of a return. So that marriage happened because the PGA Tour was forced to try to compete with Liv, and now they may have been out of their pockets. Also, Saudis didn't want to testify because some court rulings went against them. Honestly, Doug, right now, we don't know what the new PGA Tour is going to look like. We find out new stuff every single day. The reason why the PGA Tour, though, I think, did this deal is because now there is no competition. Liv is likely to go away, and this solves some of their financial problems that they may have had that were brought on by the creation of Liv. It's very, very strange that not a lot of people really know what the future of golf is even going to look like. We just know that the PGA Tour will be around now with the backing of this financial partnership.
That's fair. That is fair.
Sounds like a lot of word mumble jumble, like I'm hearing myself talk.
Honestly, it doesn't, Dan. I actually agree with you. There's a lot of unknown. And I think that Monahan came out looking a lot better when you see that he's in charge of both. But it's what he does with that power that's going to be interesting, right? Because if he's in charge of the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour, and he really wants to make it up to the guys that stayed loyal to the tour, well, then he's going to have to figure out some way to do so.
Yes.
Right? And is he going to find those players, or is he going to make the Saudis pay those guys that they made offers to? How is he going to do that? Because, like, look, there's a world where those guys are like, hey, I'm not playing. I'll do my own kind of LIV thing. And there's a couple of them that do have that power. I'm fascinated by what he does, because it does feel like a better deal for the PGA than you first felt like, well, they're just trying to hide any sort of documents and disclosures, and they're just selling out. It does feel like a really good financial deal and a power move by Monahan, where he's going to be a lot control. But what does he do with that? That's my question.
I think that, you know, the initial reaction was that, you know, Rory McIlroy got screwed, and
totally.
Tiger. Jay Monahan was Tiger as well. Jay Monahan was an absolute backstabber. Hearing Rory's comments on Wednesday, he, you know, felt like a scapegoat, sure, but it didn't seem like there was an end-all relationship with Jay Monahan, despite the tensions in the player meeting that they had on Tuesday when this was all announced. And again, this is so new. There are going to be casualties in the golf world of this, and it may be the lesser players, but you know, the argument is the PGA Tour isn't, you know, built on the shoulders of the lesser players as much as you want to believe that it is. It's built on the best and the stars, and now it's able to continue because you're getting a couple of those guys back. It's not everyone. I didn't think it was tons of guys that, you know, left for live that really moved the needle, but Cam Smith and Brooks Koepka do, and it looks like that they're going to be heading back.
Okay, so I guess here's the question. Is there a statute of limitations on 9/11 with the Saudis? Like, well, you know, these people aren't direct. And it's fair to say nobody had direct connections. But we can also be honest in that you can probably make 1 or 2 degrees of separation between it and find a way, right? There's the thought that this is where money and support came from, or they can act like they're Switzerland, but they're really not. Like, to you, is there a statute of limitations on, hey, we can take Saudi money now because there's been enough time between 9/11 and 2023?
It's difficult for me to say, so I would say probably no, because I just feel like if you feel that way, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years doesn't change your feelings. You either feel like you should do business or you shouldn't. And so that's where we are approaching 22 years after the fact. So I don't think that there is, because I just think that you either accept it or you never will accept it.
What do you think there, Chase 2?
Oh, man, this is so nuanced and complicated. You know me, I don't really get into the weeds of this stuff, but I did like the theater that played out this week. I liked that very uncomfortable exchange with the Golf Channel and the PGA commissioner, where I think Monahan, is that his name? Or
yes.
He was just stumbling to come up with an answer for the 9/11 families. And then, you know, just seeing how it's played out with the players. Players stepping in it, not really trained in PR. I mean, this is a very sensitive thing, and maybe less is more in this situation. I keep your mouth shut until we get through this. But I do agree that once we get through this initial fog of, you know, everybody calling everyone a hypocrite and everyone's a jerk, and then I think after everything subsides, it seems like the sport will be healthier. I know that's kind of the lazy take, but that's mine.
No, I think so too. We'll all kind of quickly forget. There's a lot of conference expansion to it. The one thing about it that's interesting is, you know, 9/11 obviously has direct connections, not just to our country, history, and our safety, etc., but there's also, like, look, a good portion of the number of people who died in the World Trade. It was the financial hub and headquarters, and the financial sector, where is a gigantic supporter of golf, right? It just is. Like, there are direct, it's not out of left field as much as most connections to the Saudis and to 9/11 would be more out of left field and more searching, right? Like, there's so many different financial entities that were affected and still affected to this day. So there's more of a connection. But I also think that I'm only going to disagree with Dan from this perspective, is that the numbers are just not good without Tiger involved. And maybe this is more feelings than facts, okay? Because Dan will have more facts. It is a feeling like we're kind of searching for, is there any reason to watch on a Sunday? Right? And not liking Brooks the guy, but appreciating how good he was or has been at times in Masters or in majors is, I guess, sort of something. But there hasn't been a guy or couple of guys or rivalry to bring us to TV sets with Tiger kind of riding off some sort into the sunset. And that's going to be really interesting, that this does provide the financial stability for several years to come, but it doesn't necessarily change the fact that golf is not as mainstream as it was. It seems to be going back to being the elitist sport it always used to be. All right, those are my thoughts. Give me yours. At Gottlieb Show Twitter, at Gottlieb Show Instagram, Doug Gottlieb Show fan page on Facebook.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of hand-cooked tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
It's the Doug Gottlieb Show. It's Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you from the TireRack.com studios. You know, the Stanley Cup finals are still going on, which means two lies in one cup is still going on.
It's time for Two Lies, One Cup.
All right there, John Ramos. What do you got, my friend? John. What do you got? My bad. So, Two Lies, One Cup. We have three stories, only one of which are true. Ramos has to determine which of those are true, right? And so, to read the stories, we have Pierre, our French-Canadian.
Who I miss, by the way.
Well, we'll reunite you in a second. We'll dial him up in the Comrex. Jay Stu, who's the ugly American.
Oh, jeez.
And Dan Beyer, who has much more than a passing knowledge of the hockey, eh? Let's start with Jay Stu. What do you got, buddy?
All right, John, here's the story. The Florida Panthers got back into their series with the Vegas Golden Knights thanks to two goals from Howie DeWitt in a 3-2 overtime victory in game three.
No, that is not true.
Let me interrupt. Yes. It's Howie DeWitt.
It's Howie DeWitt. Yes. Yeah, Howie DeWitt. Yeah.
DeWitt.
Exactly.
Howie DeWitt?
It even says it on the sheet. There's a hyphen after the W.
DeWitt. It's okay. He took overtime, John. Mm-hmm. This is the true story. Okay, but the Panther got back in the series with the Golden Knight by winning game 1-2, 3-2, as they say. beat it too.
Can I hear that again, Pierre? Yeah. I'm sorry.
It took overtime, but the Florida Panther got back in the series with the Golden Knight by winning game 3-2.
All right, dude. Okay. I need you to do it again, Pierre. This time read the script, okay?
It took overtime, yes. But the Florida Panther got back in the series with the Golden Knight by winning.
No. Read the script, Pierre. Pierre, read the script.
I am reading script.
No, you're not. Read the script verbatim, Pierre. It's how we do things in America.
It took overtime, but the Panther got back in the series with the Golden Knight by winning game...
All right. The Panthers got a 3-2 overtime victory at home in Sunrise as they got back into their series with the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Las Vegas leads the series 2-1.
Well, this is a tough one, as it always is, because Dan's seemed like just there was no names in Dan's. It was just a straight score.
There's no names in mine.
Well, yours is another story because I'd never understand what Pierre is saying.
It took overtime.
Yes.
But the Panther got back into series with the Knights by winning game 3-2.
Okay. How we do it is wrong. So, Jason, that's the one I knew right off the bat. Jason Stewart is incorrect. Am I right with that, Dan?
That is correct. Okay. And that is correct because my favorite meme that I see on TikTok and Facebook is the "This is how we do it."
Yes.
Have you seen that? That Facebook profile of a guy named How We Do It. And I just think it's hilarious when people put an arrow and write, "This is how we do it." So there is no "how we do it."
And I pronounced it like he was the brother of Joyce DeWitt.
Right, from Three's Company. I thought that's what it was. I'll be honest with you. The last two, this is going to be a coin flip because I don't know. Yep. I'm going to say that the second lie was from Jean-Pierre.
Originally, that was the plan, okay. But Pierre could not read the script. So Pierre is actually correct.
Okay.
I was wrong because they are not the Las Vegas Golden Knights. They're just the Vegas Golden Knights.
Very
when Pierre kept on not saying Las Vegas, it would just go, the Golden Knights. Pierre ended up being correct because they aren't the Las Vegas Golden Knights. They're just the Vegas Golden Knights.
No. Summer Proches. Boost your own game with Chalk, the reigning champion of natural men's health. Max out your testosterone, your energy, and the focus with the Chalk Semelia Vitality Stack. Visit chalk.com today. Use the code Doug for 35% off any subscription for life. Back to Doug. All right. Thanks, Pierre. Appreciate that. Good job on being right in several lies, one cup. Mark Dominic joins us. He spent 20 years in NFL free offices, not just hanging out. He's actually working. Plus, he's the head of scouting. He was general manager of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He joins us. Dalvin Cook is on the market. Why now? Why was he released now?
You know, I think that they were slowly trying to look at their cap and kind of look at their future plan and what they're going to do, Doug, in terms of players that they're going to have to sign to long-term extensions. And I got to think that part of it was, look, we see where Justin Jefferson's heading. Darisol is going to be expensive. We like Hockenson. Like, they've got to start planning for what their future team is going to look like. And I think they felt like with Ty Chandler kind of showing a little bit of flashes last year in the preseason, and, you know, obviously getting Alexander Mattison back at a discount, I think they're looking at the running back market as a whole. And again, NFL clubs say we're not paying that position anymore. And so that's why I think the Vikings finally pulled the trigger. They put the word out to see if anybody wanted to bite. No one did. And so Dalvin Cook is now suddenly a free agent who should be very attractive.
Okay, how attractive? Like what's the starting number, you think, for like probably a 2-year deal, right?
Yeah, I think... You know, based off of where we are, you know, David Montgomery got 6 a year, but we're, you know, 5 months deeper, 4 months deeper than the start of free agency. So I think he's going to be looking at more of that 5-7 on a 2-year deal. So it could be anywhere from 2 for 10, 2 to 14. I don't think he's going to be around that 8 or 9 or anything near that kind of number. If he is, it might be a 1-year deal where it's the right fit for the Denver Broncos and they want him for 1 year for 8 or 8.5, or it might be incentive-based kind of thing to get it to that kind of a number. But I think he's going to be more in that 5-7 range.
And then, of course, you got the shoulder issue. You got other issues there. But when right, he's a super, super talented dude. What about so many in the media, or at least players, former players, current players, talking about running backs and their values? Isn't a lot of this just, you know, the back end of those deals, which are, you know, have big spikes? Isn't this more about the salary cap than it is about anything else?
Yeah, it's about the salary structure of the contract. I agree with you very much so. We've seen that multiple times, especially at the running back spot, where these, when they start to be $13, $14 million a year, that's when clubs are like, you know what, not so fast, not so excited. And that's why, you know, you see the Austin Ecklers of the world trying to fight for every penny they can, because they realize as a running back, it's hard to grab your cash. And you've got to have as much as you can up front in those first 3 years. And so as an agent, that's really what you've got to look at. You know, for running back deals going forward, as we look at them, Doug, don't look at the average per year. Hey, you got 5 years, 60, that's $12 million a year. Look at what he got over what's the contract got over the first 3 years? How much money is that guaranteed? And that's a more accurate way to look at the running back market. Even if it is a five-year deal, the likelihood is he's not going to see 5 years.
Mark Dominic is our guest here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Nuke Hopkins is going to visit with the Patriots. Now, I think some of the talk early of the Bills and the Chiefs was more hope than anything else. How realistic is it that the Patriots, a team that values practicing, take on a guy who hasn't been a good practice player, doesn't like to practice, and not all the history he has of Bill O'Brien is great?
Yeah, you know, I think it's an interesting spot. If I'm Hopkins, you know, I might be more inclined to look at the Tennessee Titans and what they might be able to do. And the reason why I say that is I'm sure there's a ring is still in the back of his mind in terms of winning one. And I would say that the Patriots, I think, have the toughest climb out of the AFC East, even get to the postseason based off of the other three teams. Where if you could go to the Tennessee Titans, you've got to, you know, jump back on top of a team like the Jacksonville Jaguars. And the Titans lost five games last year by 4 points or less. So they're not like they're just this team that's, I know they fell apart and the wheels kind of came off, but it was still games that were within striking distance. And I just think that this is the national team might be a better fit. So we're going to see if it's more about the money or more about the fit, because he wants to punch that ticket to have a chance to get a ring. And I think in New England, you're going for the money and you're going for the misery. And I just don't think that's a combination Hopkins is looking for.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not sure it's a good marriage all around, but we shall in fact see. Okay, help me out. You're the Raiders. You got Garoppolo on what appears to be a pretty team friendly deal because he failed his physical, but you still have to have a quarterback. And right now, Brian Hoyer is the backup. What do you do?
Yeah, I think they're going to stay status quo. I think that they're going to have their quarterbacks. That's why they drafted a quarterback. And Clayton, I think that they've said, hey, look, we're going to have our three quarterbacks all year long, and we're going with Brian Hoyer. And that's a Josh McDaniels decision, because and Dave Ziegler, because they both are familiar with, not only with Jimmy Garoppolo in New England, but they both had Brian Hoyer in New England. So they know both those quarterbacks very, very well. Then they, together as a team, drafted a quarterback this year. I think that's their quarterback room. I don't think they're going to be a Carson Wentz added. I don't think there's going to be another player added to that room. I think that they went in there and made sure they had players that understand what they do systematically. And that's the bet they decided to lie in. And I, quite frankly, I think if they're not 10-7 or in the postseason, I have a feeling it's going to cost them both their jobs.
Remind me, had you seen a fall off like Russell Wilson's previously?
No, I have not. Nothing that dramatic. Not the way that was. And that's why it's going to be so interesting to see what, you know, Sean Payton does with Russell Wilson. I mean, you're reading articles out of New York right now, and Aaron Rodgers is having a great time back with, you know, Coach Hackett, who obviously went to Denver and did not have a great time. So it'll be very interesting to see if it's Russell. And this is also a great opportunity for Coach Payton, right? I mean, all those years in New Orleans, you know, people would say, well, you know, how good is the coach? Is he, you know, he's at Drew Brees. Well, he gets to walk into Denver now and see if he can get that whole team motivated and energized the way I thought they were going to be last year into a playoff team. It's going to speak volumes of Coach Payton, and I think he can do that. And so I feel like you're going to see a turnaround out of this football team, because I've been around Coach Gruden for so long, and those two are somewhat similar. I know what kind of energy he brings and what kind of competitor he is.
Mark Dominic joins us in the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. I was thinking about you the other day when I was when you were looking at a couple of different teams. You know, you got Dallas, and Dallas has some decisions to make with, believe it or not, with Dak Prescott's upcoming contract, because next year is a huge cap hit. But if you talk to a lot of people, like, you know, Dak's just, he's just good. He's not great. Like, what, how do you, how can you massage that thing if you're the Cowboys?
Yeah, I don't know if you do need to. I think they can manage it through this year, and then based off of how he performs and based off of this football team, what it does, and which, as you know, I'm very high on, then I think you kind of look at it. I don't think they have to go get something done. I think that they can sit on this contract for one more year and then in the offseason really work through it, unless there's motivation through, you know, Dak Prescott's agent and Dak Prescott himself. I think that this one's one where they're going to be able to sit back, let this contract play for a year, and see if the Dallas Cowboys are the team that they think they are, that I think they are, and that stay healthy and have a shot at, you know, seeing how far they can go, not only in the NFC East, but into the postseason. So I think that they're going to be able to not have to feel like they've got to make a decision. You don't have to redo them because we have to have the cap room. I think right now, because they're healthy and, you know, they're just getting ready to start the season, I think you wait and you just push pause and you kind of see exactly how this thing starts.
You know, I'm watching the NBA Finals, right? And, you know, for the longest time, it was hard to win a championship with a big guy. And granted, they're playing an 8 seed, so we have to be reasonable about who they're playing in competition. But the Nuggets are 2 games away from winning a championship with a big guy. But he's also a big guy that can shoot and that can really pass, that can play on the floor, kind of their point guard. Tell me if I'm wrong, but winning a basketball championship with an offense centered around your center feels similar to the limitations that most people see when you build a team around a running back. Is there a parallel there?
I think there is. I think clubs don't really take advantage. I mean, I think clubs understand the value of the running back spot, and you definitely have to have it. It goes back to, I think you can win a championship with a running back, to me, that's really good at catching the ball in the backfield. You know, the Derrick Henry, he's got good hands, so he can catch. But the downhill heavy, you know, heavy runner that doesn't catch the ball very well, that becomes a real problem, I think, as you kind of build through what your team's going to look like. But the athletic guy, the Christian McCaffrey, the Alvin Kamara, the Dalvin Cooks or whatever, those guys have real value to a football team. And so that's where I go back to the beginning of this conversation. Dalvin Cook still had 1,400 yards last year, still had, you know, 10 touchdowns, and still averaged 4.4 yards per carry. Those are good numbers. I don't feel like Dalvin Cook's out. I just think that organizationally, they didn't put the money at that position, and they're cutting it now so they have money to pay for other players in their football team, like their number one wide receiver.
Mark, great stuff as always. Hope you're enjoying the semi-off season, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Two on, two out. The pitch. Swung on. Belted. Deep right field. Get out of here, Ozzie. Home run. Ball game. Ozzie Albies with his 14th homer. It's a three-run shot. He's got 42 RBIs, and the Braves win the most amazing game of the year so far, 13-10.
That is our progressive play of the day. Progressive is making things even easier. They help you bundle your home, car insurance together. You save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That call from 680 The Fan, the Braves Radio Network. The Braves beat the Mets 13-10. Shall we sing? We shall. Let's get to The Gambler. For people who haven't heard The Gambler, every Friday, we pick you one thing for the weekend, one bet for the weekend. You can call your guy about and think you got a shot, because this is a locked up deal. Jay Stu, give us your Jay Stu team parlay, would you?
Jay Stu team parlay on Friday, June the 9th. This is a baseball parlay, and you better get it in real quick. Run to the window. It's going to start here pretty quick. I want to pair the Mets with the Phillies tonight. The Mets at the Pirates right now. The Pirates are on a downward spiral. I'm going to pair the Mets with the Phillies, who hosts the Dodgers, and a kind of a message for the Dodger fans. Davey Lopes is not walking through that door. So Phillies to the Mets, your Jay's two team parlay for a Friday.
Dan Beyer.
All right. It was a tough stretch for the Baltimore Orioles, but they survived yesterday in Milwaukee with a late rally. They now start a three-game set with the Royals. Take the O's on the money line. Three-game sweep this weekend. Take that, Royals.
Ooh, wishful that, thinking Royals. By Dan Beyer here.
Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. What do you got there, John Ramos?
Well, I'm not going to wait for the weekend. Were you waiting for the weekend, Dan, or was that tonight?
I thought everybody's
all
waiting for the weekend.
All 3 days. You okay, are invested okay. With mine.
Okay. I'm just going to take tonight, Doug, and that's just going to be Nuggets heat. The over-under is 211 points. I feel like, you know, Nuggets get a lot of flack for not doing any defense, and they're right. They really don't, but they're going to score a lot, too. I say take the over.
Oh, yeah.
211. Like take the over in tonight's game, and the Nuggets will go up 3-1.
I'm going to give you Shohei Ohtani tonight. Last time I picked in the Gambler, it was also Shohei Ohtani. It was last week against the Astros. He didn't pitch well. They got the Mariners coming in. Okay. Mariners, a team that, similar record to the Angels, only problem is they've been floundering of late. This is a Mariners team that's lost 6 of their last 8, going against Shohei Ohtani in L.A. Give me the favorite, the Angels tonight. Know when to walk away. Oh, no, sorry. Know when to walk away. Come on, sing,
know
damn it.
Know when to run.
Even to count your money.
When you're sitting at the table.
Time enough for counting.
When the deal is done.
We got time for a quick press. Let's get to it.
The press
Dan Beyer, what's going on?
Doug, we start out with the New York Jets. Aaron Rodgers speaking today. And there's obviously that dynamic of Zach Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. We'll get to that in a sec. But Rodgers, so far on his time in New York?
The last 6 weeks have been about the most fun I've had in a while. So it's fun to come to work and be excited about what we're doing. We got a great quarterback room.
So that was Aaron Rodgers talking about his time with the Jets. And in that quarterback room is Zach Wilson.
He's been incredible. You know, he hasn't made my life hell every day. He's been a joy to work with. And I give him so much credit because it's a tough situation. You know, what he went through, you know, the frustration last year, probably a lot of the words that he heard from people.
So I think a really good answer from Aaron Rodgers, wouldn't you say, Doug? Proper answer.
It is. By the way, the Bills are a one-point favorite right now. And look, you know me. I've been an Aaron Rodgers apologist as a player ever since we met, Dan.
Yep.
But I would take the Bills without obviously injuries and, but first game of the season in a new system with a new team, one that does not win, with a very successful Bills team, weather won't be a factor. I don't love it for the Jets. I love it for that would be a future pick I would take.
Well, this is what Zach Wilson had to say about everything.
You know, I have to look at kind of where I'm at as a quarterback and how I can look to be the best I can be. And I do think this could be a big part of it. You know, I think what he brings to the table, what Coach Hack and Downing bring to the table could be really good for me in my development and then this offense, of course, too.
Coach Hack.
Pretty good from Zach Wilson. Mature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad.
You know, take a hit. You got to, you know, get up off the ground and keep on going. Racing at Belmont. Yes, back on. Air quality concerns eased up, so they've allowed the ponies to be on the track today. If you didn't know it, Fox will be having the Belmont Stakes broadcast on Fox Sports 1 starting at 11 o'clock Eastern time on Saturday. Full race coverage begins at 4 Eastern on the network.
And down the stretch,
final stage of the Triple Crown. You'll see it on Fox, and that's the press.
Hey, get out there and press.
That was the press.
Buyer, real quickly, the Nuggets are 3.5-point favorites. Who do you like tonight?
I'll take the Heat tonight.
Oh, wow. Moneyline Heat?
Or yes.
The Heat to go? Moneyline Heat. I'll give you my pick in the bonus podcast, which is available now. It's Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.